I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What is up, everybody? And welcome to another edition of PSO's own Pointless Wrestling Opinions, aka PWO. And let me tell you, we have a great show lined up for you this time around. I mean, I brought back the boys. I brought back my boys, Luke and Chandler, and they came by to talk about everything Extreme Rules, the recent WWE pay-per-view that just happened. Great show, by the way. I mean, great matches all around. We also, later on, we jump into what we think is the best plan for the recently returned Bray Wyatt. We also talk about my boy Braun Strowman, what we think needs to happen with him. And yeah, we talk about a lot of things WWE. So if you're interested in WWE, just hang on a second. Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram, and Pointless Sports Opinions on everything else. Also, I would like to plug, if you are interested in wrestling, which, I mean, I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you are, we have a Discord and we have a Twitch, both of which you can sit through our watch parties for and watch the pay-per-views for free. So if you're interested in that, just DM Pointless Sports Opinions on any of the accounts that I just mentioned, and we'll get back to you, and we can get you in. We can get you in the Discord, and we'll get the watch party started. We had a big, big turnout on Twitch last time around when we streamed the pay-per-view. So yeah, join the crew. Join the club. You can be a part of it. Blaine, send us on the way. What's his name in the show? I don't know why I can't remember his name. He's the main character. Butcher. You're Butcher.
That's who it was. Yep, that's what they said. That's weird. Billy
Butcher. Billy Butcher. That's cool. You need to just get a hardcore, like, penguin accent, and you're going to be him.
Oi. Oi. Oi, that's all a penguin would say.
That's all he says.
We got to get them back.
Yeah. It's a weird fucking intro.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
What is up, everybody, and welcome. 2 weeks removed from whenever I said that this podcast was good and dead, we brought it back just for PWO, and I think we're going to start bringing it back more often for PWO, because we love wrestling. A lot's going on.
I'm the big dog, Chasey J. I'm joined alongside my boys. I got Chandler here. Chandler, how the hell are you?
I'm doing awesome, man.
Wedding season, Chandler, too. Chandler's been wearing suits nonstop on Snapchat.
He's coming in hammered.
Yeah.
Chandler's post-wedding here. He's fucking probably still feeling it a little bit. Like Razor Ramon in the late 90s.
How do you do it? How does he do the fucking little thing? That's what it is.
Spooky fingers. And then I'm also joined alongside by my boy Luke, LB1515. Check him out on the Baker Channel. We're
Baker
also live
channel,
on Twitch.
Baby.
Luke, how the hell are you?
We're great. We're off a ban, so we're back.
True. Luke got permabanned for a day. And then they're like, can't do it. It's like Vince McMahon when he used to fire Stone Cold back in the day and he came back out with the beer truck. That's what we've been doing on the Baker channel lately. Check him out. BAK3R. We're live right now, too, aren't we?
Yes,
on
sir.
The Twitch stream. Oh, all right. Oh. So, yeah, there you guys go. Next time around, if you want to watch us live, if you want to see all the shit that we usually edit out, join the Twitch TV Baker channel stream. And also, if you want to watch pay-per-views, we got you there, too. Yeah,
the
we
Discord.
Got you there, too. We're going to start
doing
that.
Join the Discord,
so. Free pay-per-views. We're not charging you jack shit. It might lag a lot, too, so that's up to you guys. But who gives a shit? It went well last time. It was a great time. But we're here for one reason, and that's to talk about the WWE. And mainly, Extreme Rules. Extreme Rules just got done.
2 weeks ago.
About 2 weeks ago now. Jesus. Yeah. So we're probably going to talk about Raw and SmackDown too. But yeah, we had to let it settle a little bit. Make sure, you know, our mind's fresh. It's not in the moment, I guess you could say. But yeah, Luke, you ready to get us rolling?
You want me to roll it off?
All right. Let's roll it. Roll two.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, to start the pay-per-view, we had the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium in a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match.
I liked it.
Donnybrook match, baby.
I didn't know what the fuck it was. I didn't know what was going on. There's a bunch of kegs everywhere and barrels and everything.
Yep.
First off, like, the whole theme of this this Extreme Rules pay-per-view was, I liked it this year. This actually felt like an Extreme Rules, like they tried to fit that category.
Yeah, everything had like a Extreme Rules type of match.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like gory or bloody or anything, but it was still a good show. And I liked how they started out with this match, too. This got the people going. And it was in Philly, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, the heart of the old ECW days. Those Philly fans, they love blood. Man, they didn't get to see much in this one. It was a good match, though. I liked it. Just good old-fashioned, like you said, in the dock here, good old-fashioned beatdown. They just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah, they just threw each other all over. I think, what's his name, Gunther went through the table or something like that.
Yeah,
and, they threw barrels on top of him or something. There was so much going on.
Spot.
There was a lot going on.
I can't believe Imperium lost. That was kind of, I guess that's just trying to solidify the
rivalry to keep going. Yeah, to keep going.
You
know,
you can't just
Gunther didn't lose to Sheamus. It was one of the other side guys, but
yeah,
it just keeps going the rivalry to push on.
Yeah, it's similar to like last pay per view. I feel where Bayley beat Bianca, just trying to get the It wasn't a title match, but they're getting the rivalry going. But Chandler, what do you think about it?
I loved it. Like I said last time, I don't know the whole just Gunther and Sheamus by themselves, and then he introduced both the factions into it. It was it was a fun, good match. It's been fun and awesome every time seeing them put together.
I liked how they added more people in this, too. Like, I feel like,
side characters.
Yeah, like Pete Dunne. I'm very critical of Pete Dunne, but I loved him in this match. I love him, like, being a part of like, a faction, I guess, or like, a group. And I feel like these two brawlers, like, he fits right in.
Yeah. He's the, what is he? He does that twist in the finger and all that crap.
Yeah. It's stupid shit.
Biting the toe and just
he's
stupid
like
crap. But
I had a loose cannon guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're always holding him back and shit.
Yep.
Nobody knows what Butch is going to do. but the Brutes beat Imperium. And like Luke said, probably just kept the rivalry going. I like it. I've said it. I said it last pay-per-view. I want this to go, all the way to Mania. I really do. I want to see some, like, give me a ladder match or something between these two. I want, or TLC or some shit. Like, end this on a high, Hell in the Cell. something, you know? And I think these two deserve, like, a big spot like that. I think it just they're just high quality guys right now. Sheamus and Gunther. And I feel like the fans are liking it, too.
They are.
Yeah.
The only problem with this is they actually, for what's the pay-per-view, Crown Jewel, they're doing Gunther versus Rey Mysterio for the IC title.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, I don't know if they'll continue it on after.
But...
Yeah, I don't know if they'll continue it on after, or...
Honestly, I don't know anything about backstage shit. This is just me freeballing it. But I think that they did that because Crown Jewel obviously is known for putting, like, the well-known guys in the big situations. I feel like Rey is definitely a universally known character.
Name.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's been around a long time, too. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if he beats Gunther. You know? Like, I wouldn't be surprised. But if he does, I think he's got to get squashed right after that, right? Like, maybe give it to Sheamus and then just restart the fucking rivalry?
Yeah, they restart the rivalry and then the Rey versus Dominic, something like that. But, yeah, that's what they're going to do for Crown Jewels, Rey versus Gunther.
I don't like that. I personally – Chandler, what do you think about that? Throwing Rey in the mix here.
Yeah, I can agree. I think they did it. It seems like they did it just because the Saudi shows, they want, like, the bigger names and everything. I could see them, like – I don't know. Just because, like, that whole thing going on with that is, like, him and Dominic and all that. But, like, I could see Dominic, like, interfering and maybe costing Rey or something to, like, move that along.
I didn't even think about that.
But I don't know. They might not even do it. They could do what you said. It would make sense to me if they did it, like, pull the trigger and just have Rey be – it's just Gunther has so much momentum. I think that would be very foolish for them to do.
Yeah. I think yours – yeah, that's a good – I like
your
idea.
He's a good
better.
Champion, too.
Yeah, he's an awesome heel champion. They're, like, building him up to be a good monster heel. They're doing really good with him.
Yeah, enjoy I mean, them. Mid-card titles are taking off. All right.
They're doing pretty good.
We love Gunther. We love Sheamus. So anytime they lead off a pay-per-view, we're going to fucking spend a decent amount of time talking about him. So that's I feel like – anybody got anything else to say about the Brawling Brutes versus Imperium?
I think on the paper or the when it happened, I think we gave it what, like a 3.5, 4-star match.
I don't remember much from the pay per view, but yeah, I think that
it was high.
About right.
It was high up there. So
yeah, it was fun. It was a good,
oh,
good
match one-on-one. To open. Or this one, you mean?
This one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was exactly what I thought of it, and it was what I wanted out of it. So,
Chandler, you got to be there for the next one. You got to make the next.
I know. I know. I was so upset. I don't remember if it. I don't know where I was, but I was out. I wanted to so bad.
All right.
Yeah.
So the next match after that one, we had the SmackDown's Women's Championship, Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey, in an Extreme Rules match. The first thing I have on it, beer match, baby.
True. It literally was. I think I got up and got a beer during the match.
I think I took a piss, so.
I will give them a little credit, though. It was better than SummerSlam, by far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what the last paper... I honestly couldn't remember for a second. I was going to say the exact same thing. It was definitely better than the last one.
Wait, did they fight at Clash at the Castle? Did they fight?
I think that was the last pay-per-view, wasn't it?
Whatever the last one it was. Yeah,
they fought at Clash.
That was the first one-on-one.
Did she fight Ronda? I thought she fought somebody else.
Or no, she did fight Shayna, didn't she? And then she fought Ronda.
Yeah,
before.
She fought. Yeah. She fought Ronda at SummerSlam, and then But man, we're doing a wrestling pod. We don't know jack shit about that. No, I'm just kidding. But I thought this was better than their SummerSlam match for sure. Mm-hmm. There wasn't. We saw a lot of rumors. Did you see the rumors about the spots that they were planning on doing?
Oh, shit.
I don't think I heard anything about that.
No, Luke. Wasn't it like they wanted to? Have, like, Ronda.
Introduce thumbtacks and then, like, have a spot at the end of the match where she's laying on the thumbtacks, Ronda's laying on the thumbtacks, about to tap or something weird.
Yeah, like, Ronda's, like, leaning, like, doing her move, and she's, like, leaning on the thumbtacks, like, laying on them while, like, she's doing – or
like, pulling her arm back or something?
Yeah.
Something like
Yeah, and she, like, forces Liv just to, like – lay on the thumbtack. I don't know. There's a bunch of thumbtacks involved, apparently, according to Ronda.
And it wasn't approved. So.
Yeah, they said no. I mean, obviously, if you looked at the card, there wasn't, like we said, there wasn't very much like blood or anything like that.
Yeah.
which I was kind of surprised. But, yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head in the dock here, Luke. It seems like every Liv Morgan title match is just kind of messy.
Yeah, and she's a fan champion. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And it was kind of boring to me. All they really introduced was tables, chairs, and a bat.
Yeah.
Right.
The whole match.
And the bat spots.
And the bat spots were weird.
Yeah, I agree. I was not.
And she kept hitting her on the ass too. Like, what is that gonna do? Like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't like the end of it too. Ronda got the dub. She wins back the title.
Yep.
She's not over at all. The fans, I feel like, are completely out on Ronda. I'm not going to say it's as bad as when the fans were out on, like, Cain Velasquez, but it's getting to, like, that's just a comparison because they're both MMA people, but I think it's getting to that level.
To Chandler, the point where they want her out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chandler, what do you think about just, like, Ronda's new – I don't know what it is. I guess it's – are people just tired?
Stale?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could just be kind of like the Charlotte Flair aspect of it where they're just tired of seeing her, but I don't think she's, like, pushed down everyone's throats as much as Charlotte Flair was. I think they need to make her, like, kind of like a special attraction, bring her in every few months like Brock, like have that shock factor to it. Just, like, make her a special attraction or something because,
like,
I don't know.
Like at the Royal Rumble.
Or just go.
Yeah, something.
What about
fans,
going,
just
like,
don't
just
care.
Yeah.
Go full heel with him. This has always been my idea. Anytime people absolutely hate somebody, do what they did with Charlotte. Do what they did with Brock. Just make him full-time heel. Like, Brock just became, like, this easygoing, like, you know, we had Party Brock where he just didn't give a fuck. Like, hey, guess what? I'm not going to show up. And guess what? I don't care. I'm getting the check. You know, like, do something like that where Ronda's like, I'm a celebrity. Like, here's an idea. What about, like, a Rock 2002, like 2.0, where it's like she's Hollywood now, even though she's not been in a lot of movies either.
Yeah.
But she could be like Hollywood now, like, hey, I'm too good for this. I'm a former UFC champion. I don't give a shit about this. Like, I'm just not going to show up. And, you know, I think they got to do something because I thought this was a bad way to end Liv's run, too. Like, Liv, as much as we've talked shit on her matches, I don't think she deserved to have an end like this.
Yeah. Well, also, what was weird is, like, I don't know if they're, like, teasing, like, a change with her character or something. Like, she had her in the arm bar at the ending moments of the match, and the whole time Liv's, like, passing out while she's smiling.
Yeah.
At the same time, and then Ronda leaves with the belt and Liv's, like, in the Morgan, or Liv's in the corner, my lord, sitting there in the corner just smiling the whole time, and I'm just like, I don't know if they're, like, trying to change her up or what's going on.
Yeah.
Seemed like it.
Then they're kind of hinting at, like, making her heel, because then she went all out and, like, destroyed, what's her name? Was it Carmella? Or whoever the hell she was facing.
Lacey Evans.
She beat the shit. They definitely got to be going with the heel thing for her, but it was like, if you're going to make Liv the heel, why are you making her drop the belt?
They should have done that, like, during this match or something.
This just seemed like, out of the two of them, too, it seems like Liv has somewhere to go with storylines. You know, you could have Charlotte come back and beat Liv and it'd be cool. Now if you have Charlotte come back and she fights Ronda,
What's that, the fourth time?
It's like the billionth time.
Cheer for or care for in that.
It's gonna get booed out the building. Like if they go to, I don't even know. What's a notoriously bad crowd, like Brooklyn or something? I don't know. They go somewhere where the fans aren't that into it, or even a vocal crowd. They're gonna boo this shit. They're gonna boo Charlotte versus Ronda. That's why I wanted at least Liv. If she's gonna drop the title to somebody that, you know, is just like kind of hot right now. And that's a big problem nowadays. But
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't think Liv deserved it as much shit as I talk on Liv.
Did she have a good run though? So I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for the run in general. No,
I think Kofi's was shorter, wasn't it?
Well, Kofi had it for like 6 months or so.
Oh shit, he did. Oh yeah, he did. He lost it at SummerSlam, didn't he?
To Brock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he lost it, like five seconds. Yeah. That ending was atrocious.
I think her run was better than Kofi's. If I'm comparing the two.
In terms of like opponents, I would say so. Yeah, of credible opponents. Yeah.
Like if Liv is just like a mid carder for the rest of her career, she can at least be like, yo, I fucking beat Ronda Rousey at SummerSlam, you know? Like, there's something. That's something. Okay. I think I'm done with this match.
You're done with Rousey and Liv.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're going to do. That title, that out of all the titles,
it doesn't make
right
sense
now,
for Rousey to have it again.
Yeah, and
nobody's
out of all the
interested
titles,
in it.
Yeah, so it just seems like the most.
I think it's honestly just they like you guys said, they don't. I don't think they have anybody really on SmackDown. You got like Bianca and
Charlotte's
Damage Control
gone.
On. Yeah, if she comes back, and then you'll have the same problem. Rousey will probably drop it, and then you'll have no one credible to face Charlotte. So it's just like the women's division on SmackDown is just kind of.
Well, they want to drop the women. Did you see that? Rousey said she wants to drop the women
that.
From the title.
The title names, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just going to be like, what?
I don't know.
I guess,
champion?
I guess just SmackDown champion?
Yeah.
I don't know.
SmackDown
like, I don't
champion,
know what to
Raw
say.
Team? I guess it works because it's
the
universal.
She wants to drop the women, though. Yeah.
It's the universal title on the WWE.
I guess you could do SmackDown and Raw and then just do like WWE Universal.
Yeah.
I don't know. That could work.
I feel like that's going to get hella confusing.
Yeah, that would be, too much for me.
All right, so after that great match, we had another great match here. Drew McIntyre versus Karrion Kross, a strap match. Not the type of strap you're thinking of. Before the match started, Kross was beating the hell out of McIntyre because McIntyre put the strap on, Kross didn't. He started whipping the hell out of him, beating the hell out of him, and it was not a great start. But
I'll let you guys go first in that. I feel like I always start. Chandler, what do you think about the match?
I like the rivalry. I like the I've enjoyed the build up around this match or anything. It's been going on for probably like a month and a half or so. It's just for me, I always try to, but it's just like I've never like found strap matches like interesting or fun to watch in general. Not like their fault or anything, but I just the strap match. I'm just like, you know, whatever. They're just gonna whip each other a few times. Someone's gonna get the pin. I don't know. Like nothing really to it for me. But I thought it was fine. I thought it was all right. What'd you guys think,
Luke?
I thought it was boring. Probably one of the worst strap matches there was,
hands down,
in history. The beginning, I mean, was a different start. He obviously didn't put the strap on. He started beating the hell of him. I think he threw him through a table too, or something like that.
So.
And then Scarlett was helping him too, but I don't know. It was definitely more of a boring strap match than we've ever seen.
This might be a hot take, but is it confirmed that Karrion Kross is like good? Like, do we actually think he's like a good wrestler? Maybe it was because I know it's not McIntyre that, or maybe it was just a match type. You know, just a strap match.
I think it might. I think it was just very limiting to like both of them, and as opposed to like I don't know, just something else, just because like you're strapped to each other, so it's just like I don't know,
but
you
like,
got to kind of plan around that.
I look at that though, and I've seen like JBL versus Eddie in the bull rope match; they're tied to each other. Then again, isn't it like tied around their fucking neck or something?
Yeah, like maybe
I don't
one
think
of them's like
that.
Over the top rope or anything, and then like being held. I was like, God.
Yeah, like, and that's like a four corners type match, and that was good. I mean, that was amazing. That was hands down the best out of the Eddie versus JBL series.
I mean, I would consider that like a strap match. Same type.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, I guess the difference is like, maybe do like a, I don't even know. Like, you got to change the strap match because, you know, strap, I feel like any sort of belt, you know, like how Hogan would come out, especially NWO Hogan, and you take off his fucking belt and just start whipping the shit out of people. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yo, this is cool. You know why? Because Hogan did it for 5 minutes. He didn't do it for 35. You know? He's not doing it for the duration of a match. If Hogan's just out there waving it around and smacking people are like, this sucks. I just think, I get it. I like the table spot in it. I think that was the only thing that made it interesting. And it just kind of felt like this should have been the match that made us be like, damn, I want to see another McIntyre versus Kross match. But instead it turned into, damn, I want them to find something else for both these guys to do.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with that is I think they're still continuing that storyline.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. I love both those guys. It was just weird how they brought Kross in. Like McIntyre was like, you remember that like a month or two ago? He was just talking to Roman, and then Kross just jumps him.
Yeah.
And like Kross is about to have, or McIntyre's about to face Roman at Clash the Castle for the belt. And meanwhile, in the background, Kross is attacking McIntyre every week. I'm like, this is so weird. Yeah. Why didn't you just have him attack someone else?
Yeah.
This whole rivalry came together. So it was so strange.
I think it's like a, Triple H really loves those. You know, he really cares about those guys that got released mainly. You know, like, he obviously knows that these guys are talented. And I think Cross being an NXT guy, too, that makes them, like, they got a connection. And I think it was like, hey, I see, you know, Triple H sees Cross as this guy, like a top main eventer. I think Triple H definitely sees that eventually down the road. So what's the best way to get this guy started? And this is technically Cross's first real pay-per-view since he's been back, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
And you're going up against McIntyre in a specialty match, great pay-per-view, great crowd. It just fell flat to me. You know, I get the only positive out of this is I think that they let Cross get the win over McIntyre. But now that I think about it, it's like, what did it help? Because it was just a bad match. So if anything, it hurt both of them.
Maybe it should have been a different type, though.
Yeah.
Tables match?
Something.
Or street fight or something? You could, like,
I think the whole reason was, like, I thought it was going to end up being a steel cage match because he kept running away from McIntyre each week and all that stuff. So I was just like, I mean, those are kind of boring. Those are one of my least favorite matches, too. But I think I would have preferred that over, like, the strap match.
There's got to be some curiosity, in my opinion. Or, like, specialty. Like, you got to add something special to these matches. And I feel like a strap match was just, it was something we haven't seen in a while, but, like, it's just kind of a match.
Lived up to the hype.
It's like a match nobody gives a shit. Like, let's see some creativity. Like, let me see a steel cage street fight or some shit. Like, I know that's more old school than anything, but you're telling me they can't hit each other in the back with stop signs or anything? Like, have, like, trash cans out in the middle of the ring? You know, stuff like that. Like, you can't just do that or put a kendo stick in there? Like, you could have did anything. Instead, we just had two dudes whipping each other. Like, I was watching that before the fight.
No.
I'm just kidding. Okay. We gave that match, like, what, 2 stars?
Yeah, 1.5, 2, I think.
Yeah, because I think Ronda and Liv was, like, 2.5.
Yeah.
And this one was 2. But, yeah.
Like Chase said, Cross won on that match. After that, we had the Raw Women's Championship, Bianca Belair versus Bayley in a ladder match, which I actually liked this match a lot. It was very, very fast-paced, and it was a very good match.
Yeah. What'd you think about your girl Bayley in this one, Chase?
I liked it.
I know you've always been critical of her in the past, but
super, super critical. I think, but this is where, like, Bayley's kind of, I'm trying to find, like, a good comparison, and you guys know me, I'm good at fucking finding comparisons to anything. I can't find one to Bayley where it's like, you know, I kind of want to say, like, a Triple H, where it's like, in ring, they're not technically sound, but they put on a good story, you know? It's like Triple H is doing spine busters and fucking, you know, clotheslines and shit, neck breakers. That's all he's doing. But all his matches are quality matches and fun to watch. I think this is prime example of why Bayley is up at the top of the women's division and why I think I eat my words. Like, this was a good-ass match. I see the hype. I understand it. And by Bianca, I think she needs a Roman Reigns run. Like, that woman's fan fucking tastic. I'm glad she won, but I was really surprised that she did.
Yeah,
I was surprised. Yeah, with everyone coming out too.
I thought it was Bayley's best looking match so far in a long time.
Was this bad to have? Yeah, this was definitely, since she's came back, hands down. This honestly might be even before that, but I thought it was a great performance from both of them. Is this bad on damage or damage control? They just got their ass handed to them. Like, every single one of them got the shit beat out. They got, what, clotheslined one time and they were it? That was it or something,
Yep, and they have the titles, too. So I was thinking going into it, Bayley was going to win. They'd be three-peat, you know, or three champions, but obviously it didn't happen.
Yeah,
I was very surprised Bayley did not walk out as champ in that. But especially, they have the women's tag titles. Those women are doing fine right now.
Yeah.
It didn't surprise me. Dakota Kai, she got clotheslined. She was out for the rest of the match.
True.
95 pounds, that poor woman. But I don't know. I like the match a lot.
There's a really good ladder spot, too, where Bayley was under the ladder. Or not Bayley, I'm sorry. Bianca was under the ladder. Bayley was on top, and she lifted it up, threw her into the ropes. I thought that was a really good spot.
That was good. That's
Bianca has some strength
too.
On her. Yeah.
Bianca is very, like, low-key. Very strong.
And athletic, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm honestly, both of them. This was, what did we give this one? 3 stars? 3.5?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, because we're pretty critical. And I don't want to give.
But no, I thought that was a really good match. Like you said, Damage Control came out. They both all got knocked out with one punch, and they were done for the match. Bayley climbed the ladder, or Bianca climbed the ladder, and Bianca won.
I think this arguably is the best match on the card, in my opinion. But I think it's second, though, just to me. This next match was better, was the best, I thought. But I loved it. I loved it. I really want them to keep this rivalry going. I just am kind of confused about the whole, like you said, they're the Damage Control's the champion. Why are you having them go out and just get squashed by one person? You couldn't have somebody like come out and try to help her and then set up like a 6-woman tag
match?
Or who helped her? Who was she?
Well, they've been doing that with Asuka and Alexa Bliss.
Why didn't you have them come out and help her?
I'm surprised they didn't either.
You know, it's like that makes more sense than Bianca just beating the shit out of the tag champs.
Yeah.
And Bayley. You know, I don't know. That's just me being overly critical, though. It was a fantastic match.
I liked it a lot.
I hope we see more. I never thought I'd say that, but I want to see Bayley and Bianca again.
I don't see it ending anytime here soon either, because who would they have going up against Bianca? There's not really anybody right now either on Raw.
Yeah, no, I don't see it.
All right, so after that match, we had the Edge versus Finn Balor I Quit match. Chase loved this match.
I did. I liked
it a lot of heavy breathing.
it's I Quit match. Yeah, you gotta have the heavy breathing in there. You know, we're definitely past the days of the Mankind versus Rock I Quit matches where they're just nearly killing each other. But I thought it was an entertaining match. Chandler, what'd you think?
I liked it. I thought it was, what was that one? I can't remember what that one spot was. I couldn't remember if it was like Edge or Balor, what they said to the other one, whenever the ref was asking if they quit, but I laughed at it. I don't know what it was.
And then I think don't quit.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Something like that. If that's what you're talking about.
Quit.
Yeah. I think that's what
I liked
it
though. I love Balor. I'm glad that I'm just still so happy that it seems like they're just moving forward Judgment Day and like just letting them shine a little bit. Because I like Priest too. Ripley, that's one woman that I didn't think of that go after Bianca. But as a whole, Judgment Day's freaking, I'm just, I don't know. I think that was kind of a huge win for Finn too. But back then, no, I really enjoyed it. It was a good match.
This podcast is brought to you by eHarmony. The dating app to find someone you can be yourself with. Why doesn't eHarmony allow copy and paste in first messages? Because you are unique, and your conversations should reflect that. eHarmony wants you to find someone who will get you. How are you going to know who gets you? If people send you the same generic conversation starters, they message everyone else. Conversations that actually help you get to know each other. Imagine that. Get who gets you on eHarmony. Sign up today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm trying to think. Is this, I mean, other, Finn won the title. Who'd he beat for the title? Was it Seth?
For
the Universal Bell? Yeah. Is this the biggest win of Finn's career? I think this is the most needed.
Yeah, in a long time.
Yeah.
Shit, like, think about it. Think all the guys he's beat.
The last big, like, win. I mean, like, he went back to NXT and won the belt a few times. Or a couple of times, I think, more. But besides that, like,
on the main roster,
Roman in the past. I don't know. Like, since then, I can't really think of, like, any, like, huge ones. I mean, he beat Lashley for the IC belt at Mania and stuff.
Yeah.
Or him being the Demon.
I think he definitely. Yeah. I think he needed this. I think this was huge for him.
And the team, too. Judgment Day.
Yeah. Judgment Day, honestly. Yeah. Like, you look at him and it's like, you know, they lost that last match against Edge and Mysterio. It's and Finn, they're losing clean and stuff like that. This was definitely the perfect heel ending to a match, too. I love the ending of this match.
Luke? Yeah, I did. I did like the ending.
The ending was good. So the fight went throughout the whole crowd in Philly there. Edge even hit Finn with a hockey stick. You remember that?
That was nice.
And then later on in the match, Judgment Day came out and took care of Edge. Then Rey Mysterio came out and helped Edge. But then, I keep saying then, what's his son's name?
Dominic.
Dominic laid out Rey, so I think they're going to push that.
Yeah, they've been pushing it.
Yeah. Beth Phoenix, Edge's wife, came out to help, but then Rhea knocked her out with some brass knucks, baby. Old school.
True. Yeah, get old the brass school. Knucks out.
They made Edge quit before hitting Beth with a concerto.
True. Damn.
Would you take a concerto?
I think I could take a concerto. It won't hurt anything now. My brain's already fucking scrambled. Beth taking a concerto, though. What do we think? Headshot.
It's rough, man. I hate seeing it.
Concerto scared me.
I don't even know why it surprised me. I thought I don't know why for a second I thought they weren't gonna do it after he quit, and then just Rhea hitting her with it anyways after he quit, and I was just like, oh shit. I was like, that was pretty cool.
I verbally gasped too. I was like, like, oh my god. It's like they actually hit her. Like she got hit in the head. I mean, obviously they didn't actually hit her. But it was a good spot. A great ending. Because, yeah, like, I think this really put Judgment Day in the, you know, if I'm 10 years old, I'm crying after that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He hit her in the head.
You know, like, that was a big spot.
That's heel. That's heel money
that's
right there.
That's a heel moment. I love it.
Yeah. is Beth trying to come back to wrestle? Is this past year? She's
Beth
been in a lot
Rhea?
Of pay-per-views, man.
Beth versus Rhea at WrestleMania?
Yeah, be there like maybe. Do something like they could do like I feel like I would actually be very interested in that, but for some, I don't know, I kind of hope they do that over a mixed tag match, honestly. I hope they just do Beth versus Rhea, and maybe do like a separate match with like Finn and Edge again or something. I don't know, but I don't really
If they end it with a fucking I guess it'd be a handicap match, wouldn't it, because they got four Judgment Day has four. You know,
three
they could
guys
just not have
girl.
Like Priest and Dominic like not be a part of it, just maybe on the sidelines.
And then Dominic comes back to Rey at the end.
I feel like they're building up to him versus Rey one on one at Mania for
they
real.
Got maybe that's what they do, and then you just do like a six man, or I guess.
But they got a while to go. But I feel like that'd be the big payoff.
I don't know if you can do another white like Edge and Beth match, because they already did that Royal Rumble. This year,
yeah,
with,
that was this.
The
that
Miz
was I almost I forgot
Marie,
that was this
so.
Year.
I don't think they're gonna do it again.
Yeah, you can't do it again. I feel like that. We're getting close to Royal Rumble.
Yeah, January.
Oh, I love Royal Rumble. Crazy. That's my favorite one. But I mean, I hope this leads. If it leads to a bunch of singles matches, I'll be a fan of. But if it does end, I think somebody's got to go. Right? Like, there's no way that they're gonna just end this with a giant. You know, it would end up being a handicap match, because if it's Rey versus Dominic on one match, and then you have Edge and the way I think about it, too, is like, I mean, it's split up into two nights, but we saw last year, like, they stacked the fucking card.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be hard to be like, hey, let's do Beth versus Rhea and Rey versus Dominic and Edge versus Finn. And then, you know, Priest is left out, you know, like, they're probably going to end up having to do like an Edge and Beth versus Priest, Balor, and, you know, Rhea or something like that.
Well, here's another thing. I hate doing this again. So last week on Raw, AJ came out to Judgment Day, hugged Balor. He said something, and then what's Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson came out for AJ Styles. So AJ's with them now. So I think they're going to do – they actually had what is it, the pay-per-view Crown Jewel, they're doing AJ – Luke and Carl versus Dominic, Balor, and Priest.
Oh, so Balor's getting involved now. Or
you
not
mean
Balor,
AJ.
AJ's getting
involved.
Yeah, they brought.
Yep.
Yeah, they
so
were trying to
they're doing that.
Him.
They're doing that now.
Damn. I don't.
So I guess the Edge is done.
I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they'll
about
probably
that.
Like run this pro. They might run this like for a pay per view or so, and then have Edge and Beth just come back or something.
Yeah, I think this is just a, hey, we need somebody else to throw in the Crown Jewel, and we don't want it to get stale. And we also, we're going to Crown Jewel, so we need somebody higher up there, and AJ has been the guy for
You know, three. He is literally Shawn Michaels. Like, he's had a second run. I mean, his second or his first run is basically Shawn's second run, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, where it's like limited. I mean, he had that long ass title reign at the beginning, but
2016.
When's the last time he held the title? You know, he doesn't need it. And now I love that they're bringing Gallows. I like AJ Styles.
I did
Styles
not expect them to bring those two back and hire them back. I mean, I know they wanted them. I just wasn't expecting it at all.
Triple H loves bringing back the old guy. I like it. I think that, and we talked about this last pod too, but like the factions, we're starting to get the factions coming back.
Yeah,
I like that, especially when we have so much talent. I feel like this is the only way that we can get all the talent on the screen. You know, as much as nobody's talking shit on AEW for the fact that, you know, Jericho's
trios.
Group has, it has too many people in it. Like, no, nobody's saying that.
Unless all the trio matches they're doing now.
Unless there's 12 people like fucking NWO 2000, that's when people start bitching. I don't want to see Buff Bagwell out there. I don't give a fuck about Buff Bagwell, you know. Like, I think they're doing a good job with all these factions. And AJ versus Finn, though, I mean, that has to be just like a quick thing, right? They got to go right back to Edge.
I think they've done it before, too, though, haven't they? AJ versus Finn?
I think the last time they did that was like...
Because it was like the OG Bullet Club. Or
it was
OGBC.
Like... I want to say it was like 2017 or something. Do you remember when it was supposed to be Balor as like the Demon versus like Bray Wyatt, but he was going to be like Sister Abigail or something. Then he got sick. And then AJ
he got COVID. Didn't he get COVID? Or
something
like
that. It was quite a bit before COVID. It was just he came down with something, and AJ
wasn't that
did
the pay per view that like four people got sick?
Something like that. Yeah, I think Roman was too, because Kurt Angle, remember, he had to fill in to be in the Shield.
Yeah,
and
I do remember
3-on-5 ladder match or whatever it was. A bunch of people were sick that night.
Didn't Angle take a quick table spot too?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he, like, angle slammed Cesaro on the stage or something. I don't know. I'm getting way off track.
No, but, I think it's going to be a good match, though. AJ and Finn.
Yep. They'll definitely put on a great match.
If they let those guys get some time, that's going to be a good match. But, I mean, I think that they got to go back to Edge versus Finn. This isn't over. It can't be over. You killed Beth Phoenix and that's it?
That's true. They have been running it for a long time now.
Maybe it's just a chance to give Edge a little break again. He's old. What is he, 40? Eight?
Andy's in a movie coming up for Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's gonna go well. Sorry, not many wrestlers can pull off the Hollywood thing, and this kind of sounds like when Mr. Kennedy did Behind Enemy Lines 7 or whatever the fuck it was. Or the Marine? No, that was Miz. Miz did the Marine.
Yeah,
yeah. He
Mr.
was in,
Kennedy.
Like, all of them besides the one Norton and Cena were in, right? Weren't they the guys that did them too?
Yeah, they felt that Mr. Kennedy did. Behind Enemy Lines 2 that went straight to fucking DVD.
Yeah.
Okay, we can move on.
All right, so the final match was Matt Riddle versus Seth Rollins in a fight pit. It was the first time I've seen a fight pit match.
Me too.
I wasn't sure what it was when it was announced. Daniel Cormier was the guest referee.
Big man.
He was kind of shitty as a referee, though. I don't know
he
if you
did.
Watched him.
Yeah, what the fuck? All the little referee spots are kind of stupid. It's like, what's
he was in the way a lot of the times.
Yeah, he's just big man.
I liked him shoving Riddle and Rollins halfway through like the match, just shoving them each individually. Then he pushed Rollins right into the cage wall. shoved him into the wall.
Oh, look at Cormier. Like, that's one of the most dangerous men on the planet. I'm like, yeah, if you're a Twinkie, that dude's gained 100 pounds since he got done fighting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was really excited for this match. I was pumped that it was. Remember, we were talking about. We're like, what's going to be the main event? What's going to be the main event?
Yep.
And we're like, oh shit, it's going to be the fight pit. And I was so excited because you see all the highlights from Riddle's fight pit, and it's like, oh my god, this is great. This kind of seemed similar to like a strap match in a way where it was kind of like, I felt like more could have came out of it.
Yeah.
It didn't seem. It definitely wasn't the best fight pit match.
The promos and everything leading up to this, the past couple of months, was more exciting to me than the two matches they had.
Very much.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I thought it was solid enough, but it was just it fell flat for me in the end too.
Then again, were we always set up for failure because these promos were
damn good, and it's hard to live.
I did like him from the upper level doing the big spot as Senton onto Rollins. Yeah, that one kind of scared me at first, just because he was just going back first all the way down, and I was like, "Oh God!"
Yeah. But, and Rollins even hit a frog splash.
Yeah, he did. He wore like RVD inspired gear, and even right before he jumped off the, or was it on the aisle or the cage? He like did the RVD thing.
He was on top of the top level.
Rollins or something did the RVD thing and then jumped off.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't know if you guys know this, but there was something similar to the Fight Pit back in the day. This was in the 90s. I don't know who the second guy is. I'm pretty sure it was Steve Blackman, but I'm not sure. The other guy was Ken Shamrock, and they did like, I forgot what they called it. But it was similar. It was just, they were in like a close cage, no ropes.
Yeah.
But it was like circular. You know what I'm talking about, James?
Yeah, I remember that. What did they call it? Like freaking...
I kept wanting to call it Fight Pit, but that's what it was.
I was going to say like Fight Night or something, but it wasn't that.
Fight Night. I don't know.
I don't know. It probably wasn't far off from that. I don't remember what it was.
Who'd you say it was?
Yeah, I think it was Ken Shamrock. Ken Shamrock was definitely in it, and I think it was Steve Blackman, but I'm not sure.
I want to say you're right, like, because they were wanting to like get those two to fight for a while, weren't they, or something? And they did that, and that kind of fell flat too, didn't it?
Yeah, God. That's what I was kind of comparing it to each other, because it was kind of like, the fans were super pumped for that match too, because it's like, oh shit, we can see Ken Shamrock actually, you know, in the octagon, you know, doing his thing. And it was kind of like, it was all right. It was good. I think it was more the fact that, like you said, the promos were so damn good that there was no way they were going to live up to it.
It is called a Lion's Den match.
Lion's Den, yeah. Was it Blackman?
It was Ken Shamrock, and Steve Blackman. Yep.
Yeah, that's after that they started. I think Shamrock left, and then Blackman got sent to the fucking low card because they're like, okay, both these guys suck. But it was similar. It was kind of similar. You know, that was a big hyped up match because it's like Steve Blackman, this big. You know, I think he was a black belt or something. He was, you know, he had that fucking nunchuck
Steve,
that he was playing.
Yeah, Steve Black Belt.
Yeah, he was and then you had the most dangerous man in the world. You know, you had Ken Shamrock, and everybody was like, "This is going to be a bloodbath," and it just kind of sucked. And I kind of feel like this one was kind of just hindered by it being so good on the mic. You know, both guys were incredible.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
It looked like there was two matches of the Lion's Den.
There's two? What was the other one?
It says 98, 99 installments of the Lion's Den. So
99 was Blackman, right?
That's what it looks like. Yeah. It doesn't say. Who
was 98? Owen Hart? Might have been Hart. Oh, wait, no, definitely not Hart. Sorry.
Was Butterbean in one of them?
He might have been dead by then. Butterbean? Yeah, Butterbean?
Was he in one of them?
Butterbean? I would watch that.
I thought the Fight Pit was a little underwhelming, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't really brought out to what it was.
I thought it was all right.
Hyped up to. It was very one-sided, kind of. Because, I mean, Riddle kind of knew what he was doing. I did like Rollins being up top, though, and, like, doing his little Andale act where all the crowd goes crazy and does his little chant.
They were really pumped for him.
That was really cool.
Rollins might be like one of the most over people right now.
He's like, he's just, I think he's at that point in his career. Like, he deserves the U.S. belt, but like, I just feel like he's at a point where he doesn't need a belt to be relevant. Like, just whatever program you put him in, like, people are going to watch. I think that's where he's at right now.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, it was Owen Hart in the first ever Lion's Den match.
Against who?
Ken Shamrock. I was right.
Oh, okay. Ken was in both of them. Okay.
Yeah. Ken, that was like Ken's thing. Like how this thing. This is Riddle's thing. Gotcha. It's like, oh, that's Ken Shamrock's thing. But I just, man, do you think they're adding the belt to Rollins they're going to continue Riddle versus Rollins, right?
I feel like they're done. I don't know. Cause like they didn't have any interaction on Raw last week, I don't think.
No. Yeah. I was going to say, now like, I didn't hear anything.
Now that Riddle beat him, maybe Riddle could come after him again for the belt.
Yeah, like Rollins loses, and then the next night, you know, beats Bobby. It's like,
Yeah, I think SmackDown, Rollins went out to, was it Roman and them? You know, Chandler? I think he fought Sami Zayn, didn't he?
Riddle did, yeah. He went out to try to fight him again.
Yeah.
And then I don't know. Because they Sami Zayn. Yeah, he beat Zayn, but they have like a stipulation because Roman beat him and Riddle can't challenge him for the belt unless he just decides to change his mind.
Yeah.
I think
they might be done on that too.
They got something brewing. I think something big. Honestly, Riddle's probably going to be the next guy that gets a run at Roman, right? After
I'm trying to think because, like, yeah, I heard rumors that they're thinking about, I don't know when they're deciding to, like, remove Sammy from the bloodline and stuff. But there's, like, rumors going around that they're trying to slowly build that up, too, him versus Sammy.
Sammy? Damn.
Because they don't have many people. I mean, you got Logan Paul and him coming up at Crown Jewel, and then after that, you have, like, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to put Cross and him together yet. I don't think they're going to put Braun in there yet. I don't know if they're going to put Bray in there.
Yeah, we'll talk about Braun.
Bray might be too early.
Yeah, Bray might be too early, too. Yeah. Rollins won the match. I don't know if we – or not Rollins. Riddle,
sorry,
Riddle,
won, just, Riddle won the match.
We just ran on.
But I can't –
That's the whole point of the podcast, though. You're supposed to fucking talk about it.
But it's all right.
Yeah, talk about
it. All right. We're going to the ending. So after Riddle won, Cormier was raising Riddle's hand at the top of the stage, and the stage went black. The music started playing where we heard he's got the whole world in his hand, the old Bray Wyatt.
That was
like,
cool.
Theme song. Yeah, that was. Firefly House, fun character crap. They started popping up in stage.
Puppets everywhere.
Yeah. That was scary. Different.
Okay. I saw something that this might have been the greatest return of all time. Just theater-wise, I guess. What do you guys think about that? Is that I think that's a little overblown. But I thought that this was an incredible way to bring back Bray Wyatt.
Yeah,
it
like
was very good
wise,
put together.
Yeah, I thought so too. I don't know about the greatest of all time, though, theatrics wise, but like it was good. I liked it a lot. I was just happy that he's back.
Was anybody surprised about that? Did we already know? I feel like everybody was kind
of
saying it.
I didn't watch any of like the QR code stuff or any of the teasers or anything like that, because like I thought with like the stuff I was reading, I'm like, dude, like I feel like it had to have been Bray, but if it wasn't, I was like, this is so pointless. I was kind of scared that it wasn't going to be him.
Here comes a hurricane.
Oh my god.
Luke, how'd you feel about it?
I thought it was really good put together. Obviously, everybody knew it was him with all the pig stuff on the QR codes and all that crap.
The pop was nice. That was
it was
nice
very
pop,
good.
Pop.
I think it was like – it could be up there. It's not like the top, but up there, top 10.
Well, now here answers my question. Or here I'm going to ask a question. What the fuck are they going to do with him?
Yeah.
What's the next? Is it him? And also, going into other news, you know, Braun's just been going around stomping out randos and destroying tag teams. What the fuck's Braun going to do? What's either one of these guys going to do?
Like, I think they're slowly building up Bray right now. Because on SmackDown last Friday, he just came out and was just chatting with the fans and, like, telling a story. So I think they're going to slowly build him up, and then we'll see. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they do like a – I don't know. Like I think it'd be really cool if they have – oh, man. It's just like wishful thinking, but it'd be cool if they did like have him do like a Sting versus MWO thing and just try to like take down – go after the Bloodline or something.
You took out my idea. You took it. I was like, what if he doesn't wrestle for a fucking year, and then it's him, and he can be the guy that beats Roman? Like, just stalking Roman for months. Damn, Chandler, we got the same brain.
That
brain
is crazy.
Brain,
like. I wouldn't mind it just because, like, whenever he was the Fiend, that's who Roman took the belt from 2 years ago anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think that'd be really cool. But right now it seems like they're taking Bray on this, like, whole identity crisis thing with how his promo ended on SmackDown. His, like, persona and the mask showed up. And then cut Bray off.
Yeah.
And then said, I forgot what he said, but then SmackDown, I think, ended. I don't know what they're doing with him. I don't know what his character is. I'm excited to see it, though.
Bray versus The Fiend match?
Yeah, just get someone else to dress up as the Fiend.
Fake Fiend? Like, yeah, fake Kane. Kane? Fake, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Have some, fake Undertaker?
Have some, yeah. Dude, just put Baron Corbin in the fucking Fiend costume. He probably looks the same. Have them go up against each other. Fuck it. Fiend versus Bray? But I think I like that idea. Just do it like, yeah, like have them start figuring out, like, yo, like, I lost everything, and what do I want? I want the belt. And just start stalking Roman for just months and months.
He was kind of talking about that, actually, that he lost everything once he got fired.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the promo, so. That's in the direction.
I loved it.
I don't know. But
figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with it. What about Braun? What do you guys think next for Braun? I haven't heard any rumors about either one of these guys or not. This is, like, hard to guess.
Braun's versus Omos at Crown
Jewel. Yeah, they did build that up.
Oh,
yeah, great match.
I'm just glad they're getting it out of the way right. I'm glad his first real rivalry is that one so they can get it done.
Oh, God. Man, we're going back to, like, 2005 where they throw a Big Show against Kane and they just slap each other for fucking
Hey, at least May 19th's not all a part of it, so it's fine. at least that was more interesting, though, than this.
Yeah, true. I think it's just going to be a big spot match. It's just going to be, hey, Braun is – he's going to power slam him. That's going to be the big thing.
Yeah, it's going to be like Kane body slamming Great Khali when they tried to recreate Hogan Andre.
Yeah.
Except this is different because these two freaking guys are like the same size, height and strength, everything. So it's not going to be that impressive. We all know Braun can do it.
What percentage chance is this match actually going to be good?
I'll be a one star.
Be a solid match?
Be a one star.
Oh, we can't stream the Saudi pay-per-view. That's during the day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting drunk at 1 p.m. in the afternoon.
True.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I'll do it if Chandler gets on.
If it's on a Saturday, I should be good.
We might as well plug the stream just because everybody. I don't know if anybody's in chat, but
it is on Saturday.
Yeah, of course it's going to be on a Saturday.
November 5th.
Last time it started at like 11.
Yeah.
Like a.m. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make that.
Yeah.
I ain't waking up fucking melt my mouth smelling like asshole doing a stream. But speaking of the stream, we're doing the stream right now. Stream is going on. Luke, talk about the extravaganza the tweet stream.
We were popping off. So I usually stream pay-per-views when I feel like it. And I put in the title because I don't care. I usually would average like 100 viewers, if that. So this one, I put Extreme Rules in the title, and it's just showed it on the camera or on the stream with me. And that thing started popping. Followers after followers, viewers after viewers. We got up to, like, what, 500 views?
500 viewers, yeah.
Yeah. And then right at the final match, the fight pit, I got banned.
Yeah.
2 days.
Aww.
So
we made it all the way to the main event, though.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But it was so fun. Everybody just chatting with us. We were all just talking wrestling, talking about the night. It was just so fun.
Now, to prevent future permabans, we're going to be streaming pay-per-views on Discord. So you want
the doghouse.
And the doghouse. You just let us know. And we're going to get that going. Message us, whatever. Message the PSO account. Say, yo, I want to go into the doghouse and give me a and then I'll fucking let your ass in there. And you can watch some of the pay-per-views. Are we going to do Saudi?
I'm down.
I'm down.
What weekend is it?
November 5th.
Yeah.
November 5th? Honestly, that might
weekend after
work.
Halloween.
Yeah. If it was next weekend, I couldn't do. But yeah, November 5th, I could probably do.
We'll see. Yeah.
Worst comes to worst, we just have, Chan. You can fill in for me. You just got to get really hammered like I did.
Oh, were you really hammered last time?
Oh, my God. Luke.
It'd be 12 p.m. for you, Chase. 11 a.m. for us.
Okay.
12 p.m. Wait, at night?
No, in the morning.
Oh, in the morning? Oh, fucking noon?
In the afternoon.
Yeah. Noon.
There you go. Perfect. Prime time drinking.
That's right.
We kind of talked about the other news a little bit.
Yeah.
Already. But, I mean, Rollins, U.S. title, I like it.
Brock coming back to help him. I don't know who's the people were cheering for him. Bobby was Everybody loved Bobby up until this point. I don't know if they like if Brock's seen as the heel in this for costing the belt, or if they just don't care about Bobby anymore because his Lesnar's back. I don't know who the heel or the face is. It was really weird.
Yeah, that was kind of confusing. And it's sad.
Or maybe they're just not going for that. Maybe they just want to do it.
I thought Bobby was coming back to like main stardom too. It felt like it, didn't it? Like
a little
big
bit.
Time, you know, like.
This is a big match for him. This is, and he already beat Brock this year with the help of Roman, but he still beat Brock at the Rumble.
I think this might be like Brock's like see you later tour. Like, hey, maybe. Let him take some losses. He's finally losing. Like, this would be a big win for Bobby. It would do more for Bobby than it would for Brock.
Oh yeah.
Did you see what Bobby said earlier on Twitter?
What'd
he said earlier, I think a couple years ago, last year, 2 years ago. He said he'd put on 70. He went up to Vince and pitched this idea. He'd put on 70 pounds. He loses this match. He'd put on 70 pounds of just fat. He'd go into this depressing stage. He would have MVP like help him get out of it, and then he would just lose it all. They'd like shoot it where he'd lose it all.
Wow, I could see if anybody could do that, it would be Bobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby's a fucking that dude's a freak of nature. This is. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard the story how Bobby got into wrestling?
Mm-mm.
So he always like wrestled in college. I think he wrestled in college and high school and stuff.
Yeah.
He was, I think he was in the Olympics or going to the Olympics. Either way, he was overseas. There was a bank robbery and there was people shooting guns and shit. And he ran to like get in the cover. And when he like jumped into cover, he blew his knee out. And that's how he couldn't wrestle anymore. So he needed to find something similar. So he went to WWE and went and started training there. And immediately they're like, this guy's a genetic freak. He's perfect. You know, kind of like a Kevin Nash 2.0, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know why. I just felt like I had to add that because I think that's so badass. Bobby Lashley almost got shot, blew his knee out, and now he's in the WWE. Like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, okay. That is pretty sick.
All right. Overall, what do we think of Extreme Rules? So we wrap.
That was
this
a great
here.
Pay-per-view.
Yeah.
How many stars out of five? Chandler, you go first.
I would say
combined.
Give it.
It's okay. I put you on the spot.
Everything.
So.
I'll put. No, I'm just trying to think. I'd say probably like I'll give it a 3.
Luke,
I was giving 3.5.
Ooh. Okay. I think I'll go 3. I want to go 2.5. Honestly.
I was really thinking about it, but I mean, like, the fight pit was good enough. Bray's return, the women's Raw women's title ladder match was I would that and the Donnybrook match were really good.
Bailey,
yeah,
Bianca.
I'll give it, I'll say 3. Yeah.
I think 3. Yeah, I'll go 3. Luke, you got 2.5.
2.5? I got 3.5, baby.
So 3.5, my
3.5, baby.
I'm 3.5, too. Hell.
That's not what they say, right. Big dog.
Okay, that's a perfect way to end it. All right, you guys know how to end it. You ready?
PWO! PWO!
PWO!
PWO!
Seven people screaming randomly at the same time.
Just yelling at each other.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.